Hello and welcome to this audio. Prepare to open your mind. Prepare to listen to my voice. We are going to go deep into your subconscious mind, where all of your innermost thoughts, desires, and memories are stored. Have you ever wondered why you feel a certain way about things, actions, objects, interactions? Have you ever wondered why you may have an inclination towards things that others don't? That's all because of your subconscious mind. You can think of your subconscious mind as endless and ever-growing. Every experience, every memory, your subconscious takes note of. And we are going to access your subconscious mind today. But first, just relax and prepare to go into trance. Going into trance isn't that hard. It's actually a very natural state of mind. It's defined by your level of suggestibility, your lack of inhibitions. Have you ever zoned out while talking to someone and you just started nodding yes or agreeing with everything they are saying? That is your subconscious mind at work. Working to make you open to suggestions, open to commands, open to redefining who you are. Just relax. Take deep breaths in and deep breaths out. Let go of any thoughts or emotions that you do not need. Release any tension, fear, or anxiety. Clear out your body and your mind. Make room for all of the new changes that are going to happen. Just let yourself feel comfortable and relaxed, and listen to my voice. Just follow my voice. Follow my voice deep into your subconscious mind, going so deep. Now, I want you to focus back on your breath. I want you to inhale for 5 seconds, counting to five. Then exhale for 5 seconds. Continue doing this. Inhaling for 5 seconds. Exhaling for 5 seconds. Feeling so relaxed. Going so deep. Just inhaling for 5 seconds. and exhaling for 5 seconds. Now inhale as deeply as you can. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Asleep. Here we are. And now that we're here, it will be so easy to make changes. And maybe you already know what they are. Because you know why you are here. You are here for humiliation training. You should have already received your first humiliation training. That training laid the groundwork for this audio and the groundwork for who you are going to become. Someone who seeks and craves humiliation. Someone who wants to be embarrassed. We're conditioned from an early age to see embarrassment as a negative emotion. Something that we should avoid and should not want to experience. But this is simply not true. Humiliation and embarrassment can be thrilling and freeing. Feeling and embracing the thrill of someone seeing a vulnerable side of you. Feeling and embracing the freedom of your outer layer being shed. And everyone seeing who you truly are. No more pretending or hiding. Embarrassment is nothing to avoid. It breaks down a previous version of yourself while building a new, more resilient version who is free to live and express themselves as they wish. Now you see, embarrassment is okay. Feeling embarrassed is okay. Humiliation is okay. Experiencing humiliation is okay. And it's not only okay, it's something you crave, something you desire, something you seek. That is why you want to show someone your diapers. You want someone to know that you have diapers and you wear them. Yes, this is embarrassing, but that's okay. You know this. It's okay if someone finds out that you wear diapers. Even if you feel embarrassed. You like feeling embarrassed, don't you? Yes, you do. You want people to see your diapers. Maybe not on purpose, but catching a glimpse when you are bending over or reaching for something. Showing a peek of what was once your secret, but is now common knowledge. You wear diapers. It's okay. and people know. How embarrassing. But this is what you want. You want to be embarrassed because you seek and crave humiliation. You don't care who sees your diaper or who finds out about your diapers because you want to be embarrassed. You're not even going to try to hide your diapers anymore. In your home, on your body, you aren't going to obsessively hide your diapers anymore. In a closet, under your bed, you're going to leave your diapers out wherever you want. Where anyone can see them. And if someone sees them or finds them, that's okay. And you're going to wear your diapers out in public and not worry about wearing clothing that hides your diaper. If someone can see your diaper through your clothes or sees your diaper waistband when you bend over or reach for something, that's okay. It's embarrassing, but that's okay. It's okay because you crave this feeling. You crave embarrassment. You seek humiliation. You love humiliation. You love being humiliated. And you not only love humiliation, you crave it. You seek it. Your love for humiliation defines who you are. It defines your relationships, your goals, your desires. Just give in. Give in to your love for humiliation. Let it consume you. Embrace it. Embrace the idea of showing someone your diapers. Embrace the thought of someone seeing your diapers. Embrace the fact that you will feel embarrassment. Embrace the fact that you will face humiliation, and it will be okay. And not only will it be okay, it will be thrilling and freeing. The thought of someone seeing a vulnerable side of you is thrilling. Your outer layer being shed, and everyone seeing who you truly are, is freeing. No matter how embarrassing it might be, this is who you are. Embrace it. Now it is time to return to consciousness. I'm going to count to five. And when I get to five, you will awake from trance. But you will remember my words from this audio. And my words will continue making changes in your mind. One. 2, 3, 4, 5, awake.